don't really know how to explain it to him either. Or maybe you could give me some guidance on how to answer that question properly for him. You know, as we're living here in America, you know, I think a lot of people are confused by that.
Sure. Really quickly, okay, inshallah. Okay, alhamdulillah. You know, this is a really important question and a misconception, any concern that our fellow Americans, they may have about the term Sharia and Sharia law. So very important, first and foremost, we have to define what Sharia is, right? And we should not, personally, I don't go into the linguistic definition that is going to confuse them more. I will not go into, you know, what is the root words of Sharia and what does it imply. What I mentioned to them is, Sharia is a how-to manual. When we go to a new work, there is a employee's handbook. When we go to a new school to study, that's a student's handbook. So I say that Sharia is Allah's guidance. It's a how-to manual of how humans can live with God's guidance with justice, harmony, unity, and peace for all. It's a how-to manual. Easy to understand with any person that we converse. Number one is the definition. Number two is, they may sometimes think that Sharia is something new, guidance is something new that came to Muhammad, peace be upon him. So I mentioned to the non-Muslims is that, you know, when they look into the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, which are there in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20, verse number 3, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 6, the Ten Commandments, we say that that was the Sharia given to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and his people. And then I go over really quickly, what are the Ten Commandments? The very first commandment is that worship only one God, do not make any images. Then the rest of the commandments have to do with, you know, respect your parents, do not lie, do not cheat, be good to your neighbors. All of these, we say that that was the Sharia guidance given to Moses and his people. Point number two. Then point number three, I ask the audience, especially the non-Muslims in the open houses, you know, what comes to your mind when you see the images on Fox News, right? About, they talk about Sharia, and what images do they see? About? Oppression, punishment, stoning, cutting of hands, right? So then I give them, so this is point number three, I give them an analogy. I mentioned to them that suppose if aliens, if they are out there, if they come down to Earth and they ask me the question, you know, Sabir, what is the US Constitution all about? And if I tell them that the US Constitution punishes people by capital punishment, that's all I say, then they leave. Am I doing justice to the US Constitution? Why not? It's much, much more, right? I'm just mentioning what? The punishment system of the Constitution. In the same way we mentioned to the non-Muslims is that within the breadth and the beauty of the Sharia guidance, punishment is just less than 0.5%. You know, there are 6,000 plus passages of the Quran. Less than 10 of them, they speak about the punishment in this life. If you compile all of them together, they will fill not even one page. And point number four is this. Punishment, checks and balances, prevention is always important in any civilized society. That's the reason we have the police force, we have the Homeland Security, the TSA, the Army, the Navy, because we want to have checks and balances. In the same way, within Islam, in a true Islamic state, there should be checks and balances. But these punishment system, the justice system, it cannot be taken in our own hand. It has to be the legal jurist with proper consultation, extracting from God's guidance, with proper process and witnesses. That's when the punishment is taken, not just to punish a person, but as a preventive measure mostly. So that's point number four. And the Bible also has the same punishment systems, by the way, in the Old Testament. Point number five is, that's when we come and convey the examples of other examples of the Sharia guidance. So we mentioned to the non-Muslims is that when the Quran speaks in chapter 49, verse number 13, God says, Allah says in the Quran, this is a translation, that, O mankind, O humanity, I have created you from one single male and one single female and made you into people and nations and tribes that you get to know each other. Not that you may despise each other, you get to know each other. And the best amongst you is the one who is a well-mannered person. So we say to our fellow brothers and sisters of humanity that unity of humanity is part of the Sharia guidance. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said that you're not a full believer if you eat your full and your neighbors are hungry. So taking care of the neighbors, the poor, the hungry, the needy is part of the Sharia law. Paradise lies under the feet of your mothers. That means taking care of your mothers, respecting our parents, being good to the elders. That's one of the ways of going to paradise. So taking care of our parents is part of the Sharia law. Muhammad, peace be upon him, in an authentic narration, he said, you know, say something good or remain silent. To speak always good and truthful for betterment of humanity, that's part of the Sharia law. So we give them examples just to let them know what the Sharia law means. Then I would say, you know, just like some people in the Christian faith, they have abused the Bible, taken things out of context from the Bible, and have done the Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, the genocide of the Native Americans, the slave trades, in the name of the Bible. We don't blame the Bible or Christianity, we blame those Christians. In the same way, if some people, ignorant Muslims, in the name of Jihad or Sharia or the Quran, if they are doing things that goes against the Quran, we blame them but not the Quran. And last but not the least, we summarize again and we let them know that do not fear that Sharia law is coming to the USA. It's not coming to the USA because it's already here. When the Constitution says that you are innocent until proven guilty, that is part of the Sharia law. When the Constitution says that men and women, they should be given equal pay for equal work, that is part of the Sharia law. When the Constitution says that all races are equal, that is part of the Sharia law. When I pray 5 times a day, when I give charity to the poor, I am practicing Sharia law. When I'm smiling at you and helping you, that is part of the Sharia law. So Sharia law is Allah's guidance that is going to make humanity peaceful, just, unified, moral, and a society that is going to be the best of all the societies. And that is the Sharia law. Yes.